You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
So step-parenting is a loaded topic and one that I have been introduced to since I became a step-parent several years ago. And I always love hearing from other step-parents on how their journey is going, what advice they might have, because it is a tricky job, just like parenting is, and there is very few resources for us step-parents. So Tanya Rad and I are going to have a conversation about step-parenting. She became a recent step-parent, so we're going to dive right in. Tanya, I'm catching you like right after you got married, right?
Yes. Literally, it's been like 2 months.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. How is it?
Thank you. It's great. I am obsessed with marriage. I wish we would have done it sooner.
Really? How long have you guys been together?
5.5 years.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
So you finally got around to doing the wedding.
Yes, exactly.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
How amazing. Well, I mean, I'm so grateful. I feel like we have so many mutual friends and I'm grateful that we can finally sit down and chat because I feel like it's one of those situations where I have so many friends that know you on different levels. So I feel like I kind of know you on different levels, but I'm happy to be face-to-face chatting with you.
It's so crazy. I feel the same way about you. Are we recording right now? But I feel the same way. It's so funny. I feel the same way about you. Like, I was like, I feel we have so many mutual touch points that it's like crazy. And also, yeah, I mean, we can get into it on your podcast, but I'm like, I feel like I have so much that I could like learn from you.
I mean, listen, I remember when someone was like, oh, Tanya, because going way back to when I first even was kind of introduced to you through, I feel like it was probably through Patrick and all of his friends, but it was always like, you and I feel like we're single around the same time. And everybody was always like, we got to set up Tanya and Catherine. We had to find them some like good human being, like a good guy for both of them. So there was always, I feel like that was like a thing that I was introduced to early on. And then I met Chris and got married and now you're married and also a step-parent. So we have a lot of similar roles going on. But then someone was like, you should really talk to Tanya about being a step-parent because she's now a step-parent to two boys. I was like, oh my goodness. What a wild ride. And I was so happy to hear that you found a great guy and that also that you were getting married and now that you are married. I mean, like, how did you end up meeting him?
So it's so funny because we met on Hinge, like on a dating app.
Oh, great.
And we never would have met each other. Like, I feel like we came from completely different worlds and we never would have met if it wasn't for this dating app. But the weird thing is there's this specific courtyard that like, you know, Raquel, right?
Yeah.
Raquel Stevens. So Raquel and I used to meet in this courtyard and we would pray over my future husband, like finding him and just all that kind of stuff in this specific courtyard. And after I met my now husband, I found out that that's where he parks every day for work. He works across the street. And so like, that's his parking lot. And so he would walk that courtyard every single day. So I'm like, at some point I'm sitting in this courtyard praying for my future husband and you're just walking around. Like, how crazy is that?
That's insane. But that's also like so special.
Yeah, it is pretty special.
So you guys met on the dating app and then just kind of hit it off? Or was it kind of like a smooth transition for you into relationship life?
It was funny because we started dating in November of 2019. So we were like newly dating. We just became official either the end of January, beginning of February of 2020. And then we all know what happened right then.
Yeah. Yep.
So the pandemic hits and we basically were like forced to live together for however many months we were quarantining. So it was like a very interesting start to a relationship because he also was like, and it was so funny because I was in a point in my life where I was like, ready for marriage, ready for kids, ready for everything. And he was like just coming out of like getting in that headspace of dating again and like wanting to be in a relationship. So it was always like the push and pull of our the early days was like me being so ready and him not being there, but knowing how special what we had was. So it was just like this. That's why I think it took so long for us to get engaged and get married, because I think I was being respectful of where he was in his life and he was being respectful of where I was in my life. And we were just trying to meet in the middle.
That's great. But did you ever think when you started dating him that you would be dating someone who had two children?
No, but I always said, it's so funny because it's like very, you have to be careful the words that you say, because I always would say like, I would date someone, I would rather have a guy, because I was at the point in my life where people were setting me up with guys that were, they're older than me and had never been married. And I was like, I would rather end up with someone that has been married and like has kids and like has had that commitment and like been there versus someone who never has.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting thing, right? Because it's like, before I met Chris, I was kind of like, oh, I didn't necessarily think of myself as ending up with someone who had been married before me. And then if you think about it before you meet the person, you're like, I don't necessarily need somebody who, or, you know, want to be with somebody who has been married before. But then when you meet the person, you're kind of grateful for the relationship that they had before because they learn from it. And also are able to grow from it. And I remember like when I first met Chris and then was like, oh, you know, I just like, everything was going so well. And I was like, I don't even know how to dabble in the world of a step parent and then also interacting with someone's ex. And it was like, I actually looked at it as such a blessing because it also allowed us to communicate very openly about what works, what doesn't work, what I like, what he likes, what we don't like. Is that kind of how you felt in your relationship, especially with him coming out of his relationship so soon?
You know, it's so funny because I feel like the biggest, the thing that was interesting for me with all of this was like, there's no right and wrong. There's no blueprint. Everybody does step parenting and this whole dynamic. Everybody does it in a different way. And there's no right and wrong. It's whatever feels right to you and your partner. And I think that, like, I've always been like somebody that's like, okay, there's right and there's wrong. And everything's just so like clear cut. And I feel like it's just not like that in this dynamic. You know what I mean? It's really just what you want it to be. And so, yeah, I feel like I totally understand what you're saying. And these were conversations that we had to have really early on. I didn't meet the kids for a very long time. And that's, again, that's people's preference. I know people right. who are involved with kids and they meet after a month of dating. I didn't meet them until like 9 or 10 months in, almost a year, basically. But also I think the pandemic had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Had that not been a factor, I don't think it would have been as long. But that was also a calculated choice. And like my husband didn't want anyone to meet his kids unless it was going to be, they were going to be in their lives forever. And so I was like, that's such a crazy expectation to put on a relationship, because how are we supposed yeah. to know if we can do this if I don't meet the kids and we don't see what that dynamic is like? Do you know what right. I mean? And I think he came on the other side, and like, that's why, you know, I did end up meeting them. But it's all just like a learning experience, and just kind of, I always really followed his lead because I obviously, like, I don't have kids of my own yet. And so I wanted to be respectful of him. He's an amazing dad. That's like part of the reason why I fell in love with him. So I just kind of took his lead in that regard of just kind of how to navigate all that. And I still kind of give him the lead in how to navigate it all, because I have no idea. I still don't know what I'm doing. I do my best and I hope I'm doing good. But like, you know, I think I'm just like learning as I go. And what's interesting is when I first started dating him, I leaned a lot on other stepmoms that I would meet through like my podcast. Like they would come in and I would find out that they were married to, or, you know, married to somebody who had kids. And so I literally would get their number and I would ask if I could like call them. And I like kind of created this little community of stepmoms that helped me along the way because I didn't know what I was doing. And so it's like, I appreciate conversations like this that we're having, because I think a lot of people are in this situation and not really understanding like how to navigate.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
I remember when I first started dating Chris and I was like, step-parent, like there's such negative, there's so much negativity around the word step-parent, especially stepmother. You kind of grow up watching Disney movies and it's an evil stepmother. And of course, I was like very aware of that. And also I grew up with my uncle, who I'm very close to, being a stepfather and also a very present, hands-on, great relationship, great blending of both families, really great at co-parenting. So I feel like I had a little bit of a kind of a view into what that was like. But also the really amazing part that you and I had as an advantage to dating people who had children is that we were also, you know, like for me, I was like, oh, I can see what kind of a father Chris is before we have kids. And that's, as you just said, like that was for me, I was like, this is great. Like, I was like, I can see exactly like you're very hands-on, very involved. Like he has such a joy around it. So that was like a huge thing for me because I've always known that I wanted to have kids. So it was like, we do get the advantage of that before getting married. Were you really nervous with the idea of becoming a step-parent or did you feel comfortable with it?
To be honest, I was not nervous about being a step parent. I totally understand what you're saying about there is this negative connotation just like in the world about stepmothers in particular. And I think it sucks. And I'm like on a mission to just somehow, I feel like everything that we see too, like we would sit down and we'd watch movies and they would have a mom and a dad and a brother and a sister. And that's the family that you see in the movie. And like, families are different now, you know, and I just feel like there's not so much out there representation-wise that these kids can absorb because they were young when I met them. And so I wasn't so nervous about stepping into that role because I've always loved kids, but I'm not really like a disciplinarian. I always took the approach of like, I'm going to be your friend. We're going to hang out and that's kind of my role. Like, of course, yes, as a step parent, you are a parent. But from day one, I just approached it as like, I'm here, I'm your friend to like hang out with you and play with you and play board games. And I'm just here. I'm just like another heart that's like loving you, you know?
I remember when Chris and I got engaged and I was like, okay, so I'm really going to be a stepmom. And I felt like, what is a stepmom? You're not a parent, but you're not a nanny and you're not an assistant.
Right.
But you have all of those, you know, if you're a really involved hands-on step parent, you do all of those things, but then it's like you're a step removed. And it was such a strange feeling to me that I found it to be hard to navigate what my role was, what my responsibilities were, what was my place and what was not my place, how to be respectful of who the parents actually are, and then also still feel valued in your role as a step-parent. It was a very gray area for me. And I feel like in the beginning, that was something that I felt like I needed to take my time with feeling out and also taking cues from his parents and how much to be involved and how much to not be involved. Did you kind of have that moment?
Yes, I did. I feel like, again, you kind of go into a situation, you're like, okay, tell me what to do. And again, like, it's really what you make of it. And it's so true because I think I've been blessed with amazing stepkids to the point where like, I don't have to tell them to calm down or I don't need, like, they're very good natured kids. And so they always respected me. I never had to demand for respect or needed my husband to step in and say like, you know, you need to respect her. They've always had that for me. And so I think the navigating of the what that looks like. Because again, you also do want them to feel like you care and you're involved and you want to be there. But also at the same time, knowing they will always have their parents, but now the family dynamic is different and you're a part of that dynamic, you know? But yeah, it's funny because, again, like I said, I've really leaned on people in my life that have also stepped into this role. And it's been really good. And actually, it was my stepson said something so sweet the other day, because I know this is like so cheesy, but it was our 2-month wedding anniversary. And so I like printed out some pictures and like put them around the house. And he was like, it doesn't feel different, like you guys being married, than when you guys were engaged to when you guys were dating, you know? And I was like, I like that. I like that he doesn't feel like there was a change, because we didn't want it to feel like that as our relationship got more serious. We wanted it to just be like, she's here. She's part of our lives. It's all good. Nothing's changing. You know what I mean? Because I think there's also that fear of like going from just dating to making it more official, that there's going to be like this big change and I'm going to be different and it's going to be different, when really it's just like keeping it stable.
Yeah. It's also nice that you were able to kind of get advice from other step parents that you were able to kind of draw advice from.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
I was talking to my sister kind of about like, okay, so this is an important role in my life that I'm about to step into, and I really want to do this well. And she helped me find this amazing step-parenting coach/therapist that I have been seeing once a week since Chris and I got engaged. And I'm telling you, a step-parenting coach is, for me, has been like essential.
Wait, I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, it exists. I also didn't know it existed. And Christina was like, I saw this article, I saw this amazing woman, I did some research for you. And because, you know, you become a step parent, or you're about to become a step parent. And for me, I was like, this is a role I'm going to be in for the rest of my life. And it's really important to me that I do it well, not only for the child, but also for the co-parenting dynamic, because you want to be able to do that well and have that run smoothly. And I felt like there are people who get therapists in life, which I've also had. And then there are people who have therapists or coach in parenting. So there has to be something for step parenting.
Share the wealth. What's like the biggest lesson, or like the biggest like aha moment that she said to you that you were like, bingo?
I think for me, the biggest challenge has always been figuring out what my role is as a step parent. And she really helped me be able to have a place to discuss that with her. And also being able to really, as you were saying, like have fun with being a step parent, and also be able to have fun with it, and also be able to respect the parents and respect yourself in the dynamic. And using her as a sounding board was something that was really, like, I'm very close to my whole family, so I talk to them about everything, of course, but being able to have somebody who was a neutral person, a neutral ground to have those conversations was and is still so helpful for me.
Can I get her number?
Yeah, of course.
It's so funny because I found this like Instagram account. It was like, I can't remember what it exactly is, but it was like a stepmom Instagram account. And it was all like centered around things that are like the negative of it. You know what I mean? And I was like, I don't like, yes, of course. Like I get tons of questions of like, what is it like? Was it hard for you to marry somebody that's been married before? And like going, you know what I mean? I'm like, well, yeah, of course. That's not, I don't think that anybody's wants that. You know what I mean? Nobody wants that. But at the end of the day, that's our story. And I do think that he is a better version of himself because of everything that he's gone through, you know? And also, everything is different. Every experience is, and I'm sure you've had multiple kids now, like each kid, each experience is so different from the other, you know? And so that's, at the end of the day, that's what it all is. It's pretty crazy. And the fact that like, we're still in this narrative that stepmoms are evil, and it's crazy how long it takes to just kind of change the narrative.
I remember looking up, trying to find podcast episodes to listen to or books to listen to or just like articles. And I had heard from, I'd interacted and met people who had been in the roles of step-parents, but I didn't have any friends who were step-parents at all. So everybody was older than me and also started becoming a step-parent at very different times where it wasn't as much of a thing now as, you know, we talk about co-parenting and we talk about therapy and we have conversations like this. Like that wasn't a thing. For example, when my uncle became a step-parent, it wasn't easily approachable as a subject. But I really think that, you know, the navigating that and also the importance of being able to navigate that role and have open communication with your partner in it is also so important, because when you do have moments of like, what am I supposed to do here? You want to be helpful, but you also don't want to be too helpful because you don't want to step on anyone's toes. And it's kind of like you play this little, you play a little dance and game. It feels like all the time, you know, especially in the beginning of like, I want to be helpful, but I don't want to take away from anyone else's role. And I don't want to feel like a nanny, but I know I'm not a parent. It was always kind of like a back and forth. And it ironically has gotten so much easier since I've had 3 more kids to kind of add to it, because I feel like it runs so smoothly of just like, the children are going to do this. We're all going here. We're going to, you know, it's a totally different vibe.
Oh, really? So it helped a lot.
It definitely did. I mean, again, like I feel grateful that I have a really great stepson. So it was really great to be able to introduce babies and then toddlers and, you know, as it kind of goes on. So that's been really fun and wonderful to see. And there's enough of an age difference, I feel like, where you allow for kids to kind of have their own things going. Is there anything that you wish you had known prior to becoming a step-parent that you've kind of figured out since being in the role?
That's an interesting question. If there's something, I mean, I think in general, I'm like a very emotional person. And I think that I'm actually grateful for having this role, because I think it's taught me a lot and it's helped me to be a stronger version of myself. And I think I'm going to be a way better parent because of it. And so I came into the role very with like a very naive headspace of just like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And I think I would still do it all over again the same way, because I've learned a lot of like lessons, but I think I've grown so much from it as a person.
Yeah. It's kind of like how you view the fact that you started dating and are in a relationship with somebody who already has a child, and being able to kind of get that window into what they are like in the role of a parent. And it's the same for you. It's like you're able to kind of have different conversations, all these kinds of conversations also that you would have never had prior to getting married if you weren't with someone who had a child.
Totally. No, and that's like a huge thing. Like I think it built our relationship in such like with a strong foundation from day one, because it was never like a silly, I don't want to say fling, like whatever, like you date people and it's just like whatever. It was never that, because there are kids involved. And that is like something that my husband took so seriously, you know? So it was like, it made our foundation so strong that like, I would want to do anything differently.
There are also so many people who you hear get married and then they start to think about having kids and they're like, wait a second, we're actually not aligned on how to raise kids, what's important to us about being parent, like all of these things that most people learn later in a relationship when they decide, okay, now we're ready to have kids. You get a jump start on by being able to get married to someone who's had
kids. And you don't even realize like how many decisions go into being a parent, like whether it's like screen time, what they eat, how you discipline them, when you discipline them.
Religion.
Yeah. We're in a dual faith household. He's Jewish. I'm Christian. And navigating all of that stuff. You know what I mean? Like there's so much to it that you don't even like realize until you're in it. And I'm like, now we're so prepared when we have kids. Like we know, we just know.
So there's not something that you feel like you didn't know going into your role as a step-parent that you wish someone had said, like, just FYI, like, you know.
I mean, I wish somebody would have maybe said, like, don't take things so personal, just in general.
What do you mean?
Just like, you know, I think in the beginning, you think it's going to be a different way, you know what I mean? And I think it was like a slow, gradual, we didn't just like throw me into the mix. It was like a slow, like meet once and then come back and then come back, you know what I mean? And I think, yeah, not taking things so personal, because at the end of the day, like it's not about you. It's just about like what you represent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I also, going back to like when you were saying what is kind of your aha moment with step-parenting, I feel like the best advice that I've gotten that I got before we got married was from my uncle, which again, like I've gone to him so many times for advice, even though my cousin is a girl, so he had a stepdaughter. But the kind of biggest thing that he said to me going into it was to always respect the parents, their role as parents. Like you always, as if you feel frustrated, if you feel like it's not the way that you would want to do it, you can be able to, of course, have that communication and that dialogue with your partner. But at the end of the day, the priority is the child. So if you can have that as your kind of North Star of like, this isn't about me, this isn't about another person, this isn't about a co-parenting dynamic, this is all about the well-being and happiness of that child, that will kind of be your guiding light to not feeling certain ways about certain things that maybe you would have done differently or you would have liked to be doing differently, that always have respect for the parent and their role as the parent. And then at the same time, always saying, this is not about me. This is about the child's happiness and well-being, which is easier said than done.
The kids' parents, right? Their mom and their dad, they're always going to have unconditional love for them. Like no matter what, no matter what the situation. And the step-parents that come in, it's almost like a reverse. Like they kind of have their walls up because that's just it, naturally what it's going to be. So it's like you're constantly swimming upstream. That was always the analogy he would say to me, is like you're swimming upstream. Like you're fighting against this just natural current. Mm-hmm. And that was like very eye-opening, you know what I mean? Because it was like, yeah, of course, that's just the nature of the dynamic and the situation and being a step-parent, you know, like that's just what it is. But once you get to that place where it's like we're all just swimming in the same direction, like it's just so nice.
Yeah. I mean, the communication, it's really at the end of the day, it's like the communication part of it is truly such a vital part of parenting, co-parenting, step-parenting, not step-parenting, like all of it. It's just really being able to have open communication and open dialogue with whoever you're parenting with is
everything.
Absolutely essential. Yeah, it really is. And then finding your support system, because even though I say what the advice is that I've been given or that I would give to somebody else about respecting people's roles and also putting the child's happiness as kind of like the guiding light, it's easier said than done, because there are times where you're like, I don't feel like a parent. I'm not a parent. I don't feel like I am a nanny, and I feel like I'm a nanny, but I know I'm not a nanny. Like you go through all these different things. So being able to have that, if it's a community of step parents, if it's a step parenting coach, if it's your siblings, if it's your fellow step parents or whatever that looks like for you, or if it's just your partner that you're able to communicate those feelings to, it's so important to have that support system and that communication that's totally separate from the child.
Yeah.
You're able to kind of work that out on your own time.
I just want to say this because I think it's important. And again, I also like, I don't know your dynamics and I don't know, you know, I haven't like experienced your situation, but I just want you to know stepping into the role of being a step parent is very selfless. And it's such a beautiful thing that you do and that you, the fact that you care so much, like I think says so much about you. And I want you to know that. No, like I admire anybody that steps into a step parenting role because it really is an important role. And it's something that takes a lot of care and thought and intention. And there's a lot of people that just like don't care and just, you know what I mean? Like take it at face value or don't put as much thought and care and intention into it. And so I just want to say, like, I really admire you and you're doing great.
Oh, thank you. Well, right back at you. I mean, you're doing such an amazing job and just being so thoughtful and mindful of your role in your stepkids' lives is such a beautiful thing. So, I mean, I think it's such a fun thing that we can all also like learn from each other and also just like hear from each other's experiences. And, you know, no one's roles or experiences are exactly the same. And it's the same with parenting. It's like everybody has to figure out their own footing and figure out the way they want to do what they're going to do. And it takes time and practice. And it's really just amazing to be able to have a community where you can kind of talk about those things or gain wisdom, gain knowledge, and have sounding boards in the journey. So right back at you.
No, I fully believe that. Like I, especially the first like year and a half, if I didn't have those two moms that I had met, I don't know where I would be because they really helped me like navigate the early days. And I'm so grateful to them.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Well, thank you so much for this amazing convo.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.